Chapter 12. The word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, Son of man, you are living in a rebellious house. They have eyes to see, but they do not see, and ears to hear, but they do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. As for you, son of man, prepare for yourself luggage for going into exile. Then, during the day, while they are watching, you must go into exile. Go into exile from your home to another place while they are watching. Perhaps they will take notice, even though they are a rebellious house. Bring out your luggage packed for going into exile during the day while they are watching. And then in the evening while they are watching, you should leave like someone being taken into exile. While they are watching, bore a hole in the wall and carry your belongings out through it. While they are watching, put your belongings on your shoulder and carry them out in the darkness. Cover your face so that you cannot see the ground, for I am making you a sign to the house of Israel. I did just as I was commanded. During the day, I brought out my luggage as luggage for going into exile, and in the evening, I bored a hole through the wall by hand. And when it was dark, I took out my belongings, carrying them on my shoulder right before their eyes. In the morning, the word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, Son of man, did not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, ask you, What are you doing? Tell them, This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says. This pronouncement concerns the chieftain in Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel within the city. Say, I am a sign for you, just as I have done. That is what will be done to them. They will go into exile, into captivity. The chieftain who is among them will carry his belongings on his shoulder and leave in the darkness. He will bore a hole in the wall and carry his belongings out through it. He will cover his face so that he cannot see the ground. I will cast my net over him, and he will be caught in my hunting net. Then I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans, but he will not see it, and there he will die. And all those around him, his helpers and his troops, I will scatter in every direction, and I will draw out a sword to chase after them. And they will have to know that I am Jehovah when I disperse them among the nations, and I scatter them among the lands. But I will spare a few of them from the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, so that they may tell about all their detestable practices among the nations where they will go. And they will have to know that I am Jehovah. And the word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, Son of man, you should eat your bread with trembling, and drink your water with agitation and anxiety. Say to the people of the land, This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says to the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the land of Israel. They will eat their bread with anxiety and drink their water with horror, for their land will become completely desolate because of the violence of all those dwelling in it. The inhabited cities will be devastated, and the land will become a wasteland, and you will have to know that I am Jehovah. And the word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in Israel that says, The days go by, and every vision comes to nothing? Therefore say to them, This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says, I will cause this saying to cease, and they will no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But tell them, The days are near, and every vision will take place. For there will no longer be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I, Jehovah, will speak. Whatever word I speak will be done without any more delay. In your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and carry it out, declares the sovereign Lord Jehovah. The word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, Son of man, this is what the people of Israel are saying. The vision that he sees is for a long time from now, and he is prophesying about the distant future. Therefore say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah says. None of my words will be delayed. Whatever I say will be done, declares the Sovereign Lord Jehovah.